4 GFW.
Morning, Ken. KO4 HKX.
Patrick, how you doing this morning?
Good day. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Can't complain.
Couple days. Morning, guys. KD4 IOX.
Leon.
Good morning, Leon.
So we're to the right lane, and I guess this guy wasn't patient enough. So I let him go around me, and now he's slowed down. I don't know what it is about these people. Crazy. Hope y'all slept well.
Until I was rudely awakened.
What?
Somebody doubled there.
But alarm clock?
Fortunately, it went off this morning at 4 o'clock.
I woke up just before the alarm clock went off, like 3:55. You up every morning before the alarm clock?
Not always.
I have to text him and wake him up.
Waste your time with me, because I put my phone, I bet it's set for quiet time. Between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.
It's hers on quiet time. I just leave mine in case one of the kids need to call.
Quiet time, but my wife, if you need it, somebody in something important. Hers is working.
Great. That's right there next to my... That's on my nightstand right next to my head, so I'll hear it go off.
Andrew, KO4HKX. I was just wondering where you were at.
Morning, Andrew, KN4TFW.
Morning, Andrew, KD4IOX.
Yeah, I was here. I had to stop by the store real quick. Give me something on the way to work. I'm on the road. Out in 28-degree weather. I love it.
7 over here. Bottom of the hill.
29 now.
We're here in TR as I'm going through.
Ahead of me this morning, Patrick.
Already switched vehicles and heading through driver's rest right now.
How big is that truck that you drive?
24-foot box truck. Overall length is about 35 feet.
Is it a Mack? I can't remember what make it is.
Peterbilt.
Freightliners. Gone back to the leasing company, and I've got a Volvo now.
Overjoyed about that.
Well, it's pretty good. It rides a whole lot better than that Freightliner. The Freightliner that I had was the best one that I've had as a Freightliner, but I'd prefer a Volvo. The old high-dollar Peterbilts and Macs and Kenworths.
Got a brand-new Peterbilt, and they just went through the new electronic dash. So he's probably had it, what, maybe a year? Maybe a little bit longer than that. He's had nothing but issues out of it since he got it.
Well, we got a couple at the company, and they've had issues with them. About, you got to run off the line with issues.
For anything.
Your dad, you never really want to buy the first tier of anything. Unless you kind of feel like being a tester. The only things they'll spend money on after the car's launched are like really bad things. So it's got to be pretty horrible for them to actually spend the money on it. If it's little tweaks and stuff like that, you know, they'll, like a squeak or something, they'll throw a piece of felt on it and we'll call it a day.
To have that kit at the dealership and had pieces of felt and sticky Teflon coatings so that you could just put it in there so it wouldn't rub on there and make noise.
Try it. You'll like it.
What we come up with, just to kind of limp it along, just try to get make it good enough.
Parks Police Agency in South Carolina, they did that.
Every business out there, is it not? Let's not fix it right. Let's just band-aid it and get along to the next problem.
98 degrees outside, you're wearing a vest, and your air conditioner's broke, but that's optional.
Saving money.
got my 54 model Chevrolet truck. The heater was an option.
Turn signals and a seatbelt.
Now we know who the Elmer is, kid.
One more time.
Who the Elmer is.
A sun visor was even an option.
People that come into BMW, I've been there 24 years now. I said, when I started here, we still had heaters and stuff that had cable-driven systems. You know, they were all, you know, you turn the dial, there was a set of cables that moved and actuated the motors or flaps or whatever. And nowadays, we don't have anything like that.
These roads over here didn't affect those that bad, KN4 TFWs.
So easy to work on. It don't have any electronic brain. And all that we did is upgrade the points. It does have electronic ignition.
They're out this morning driving.
With them yesterday, you keep them today.
Southbound 85.
In about 30 minutes. My vehicle's bigger than yours.
But enough not to care, that's the bad part.
That doesn't seem to faze them.
This is this area, 290. I think of that poor little guy in the little smart car hitting that deer. And they're driving all like it was nothing.
Another bug.
Smart car and the other one wasn't.
Got the deer going on and the car sitting there. Or which one went where?
A couple weeks ago, I was driving right behind this smart car, and a deer ran out from the right side of the road, running to the side of his car. And he slowed down. So when the deer hit, he just kept on driving. That deer flipped over and ran off in the woods. I know he had all kind of damage in the front. The car, so that deer would be right up in your face.
He's driving an Isuzu. You're first on the scene.
I was telling you about yesterday, Patrick. That was an Isuzu Trooper I was driving. Sorry, I mean, that little SUV, whatever you want to call it. Not going to ride. Totally getting, and the guy from the guy who towed the car from the seat, he called up. He went to buy the thing because I guess he was going to, he wanted the motor and stuff out of it. He was going to make it a, he wanted that drivetrain out of it.
Old Isuzu Troopers or whatever they were called?
At one point.
Popular back in the day.
Built about one, and when we first moved to the mountains, and we got another one right
on that. Turned in front of us right there on 64 just past the Walmart when they were building it from two lane to four lane. We were going out through there, and somebody pulled out in front of us, and we T-boned them, and the passenger ended up on the hood of the vehicle and totaled it out.
Yeah, these cars nowadays, like the one, I think, I guess it's the ones where they giga cast like Tesla does. And you damage those, they just pretty much go ahead and total the whole vehicle.
Look at what it costs to repair them and all the trouble you got to go through because there's no infrastructure to get it worked on, because you can't just go down to the corner and body shop and get it fixed.
Do that. Not with the way they build them.
Rick, one time, a high school girl took out a Mercedes. Mom and dad showed up and saw the car they hit. The dad's like, oh my God, oh, you had to hit something this expensive.
Z3 one time, lady hit me in Greenville head on. I pulled out into the median and she was traveling in the median and hit me. They ended up totaling that whole car. They just put it in a box and it totaled it out. I just thought that was the craziest thing, because I mean, it was it probably wasn't a couple months old.
When I'd write them up a ticket for improper passing, when they go zipping down the median like that, I say, it's no different than driving on the highway. You see the dotted line and the solid line? That means you cannot pass.
Only apply to other people.
Insurance wasn't happy about buying a brand new BMW.
Safe driver discount, right? KD4IOX.
Before cell phones started taking off, I had to get out and go call my parents on a cell phone.
What's that?
Phones with the rotary dial or a push button?
Push buttons on it.
One of those standalone phone booths, you know, with the accordion door.
Doctor Who in it?
Still on the air.
Advertisement for it just the other day, a new season of it. It's got to be like, what, 30 plus years old?
Didn't like it, because I was reading an article and they were talking about something they did on the show. So there's two Doctor Who's now. He's done split, and there's two of them. I don't know. I don't know why it didn't came up in my feed, but I thought it was kind of interesting. I used to watch it, God, forever ago, but I never really got back into the new style, new series. So, but gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm gonna say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's spine.
KO4HKX, hope you have a great day.
7-3, Andrew, have a good one. KN4TFW.
Andrew, have a great day. KD4IOX.
Where are you heading today?
Regular route today. Heading over to Anderson. Anderson, then Donaldson, then back to the other side of Donaldson, and back to the other side of Donaldson, and back to the office.
Good morning, gentlemen. KM4MUF.
KO4HKX.
Good morning, Jody. KM4TFW.
Mr. Patrick, Mr. Leon, good morning to both of y'all. Nice, beautiful, chilly morning at 27 degrees in my throat.
That. Good morning. It was 38 degrees, 37 degrees when I left the house, and now it's 34 at Wade Hampton.
Must be stuck.
26 over here on 153 and easily right now. So, temperature's still dropping outside.
Dropping until daylight, right before dark, or right before daylight's when it gets its coldest. I haven't been to interrupt any conversations or anything.
Driving.
What are you working on today, Jody?
A side street done that we had to do. It's ready to pave, which I'll pave it on Friday. Got that finished up. Today I gotta cut some grass off a little road and re-rock it.
I am pulling into my first stop, so I'm gonna go ahead and say 7-3. Hope all of you have a wonderful day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on the way home. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Patrick, have a great day. 73. Take care and sell well. KD4IOX. I'm almost at the office too, guys. You'll have a great day. Take care.
73, Patrick. You guys have a safe day. KN4TFW.
Gentlemen, have a blessed day. 73's out. Talk to y'all later. KN4MUF.
I have all kinds of equipment, Jody.
I'm the equipment operator for Anderson County. Motor grader, dozer, track code, that kind of stuff.
Say you had to cut some grass.
Setting it that way just because what I'll do is take that motor grader and scrape the grass off the top of the old rock or old existing gravel and then put some new gravel on top of it. Pretty much all my life. It's just a force of habit on the terminology that we use.
I just wasn't familiar with it.
South Florida coming up here, and that's the one thing that some of our dialect between the two areas is definitely different.
A couple of different ways of doing different things, too.
Sometimes, you know, we end up with the same results, but sometimes it's a little different than what they do or what I do, and it all works out. I like to teach. I'm almost 60 years old. These younger fellas don't know about this kind of stuff, so I have fun trying to explain things to them and teach them and that kind of stuff.
generation don't know how it was.
And some of the stuff that they do, if I would have done when I was coming up, you know, learning and stuff, they would have run my butt off.
Now, you can't already find anybody to replace them, right?
Exactly. And, you know, you just got to take the good with the bad, I reckon. Another thing that aggravates me, you know, is the fact that you're trying to come through here with a motor grader and you're finishing some rock and you're concentrating on that grader. You know, you're watching what you're doing there on that blade. You look up, you got 15 feet of gooseneck sticking out in front of you. And these buttheads won't even get out of the way. They just stand there until you get right on top of them.
There's some thinking.
Something that they're well short of. Like I have for years, you get used to certain ways to get stuff, you know, picked up, moved out of your way and stuff so you can continue on with that grader. Trying to teach that into some people that really can't hit the ground good with a bucket makes it difficult. But they're coming along, man. You know, they're doing all right, so it's all good.
The GPS and all the electronics on the blades that tells you when you're level and everything.
I'm old school, man. I've never had a GPS or any electronics on there to tell me where I'm at. It's all been in the feel of the seat.
See what some of the old timers can do with some of that equipment.
With feel and eye, and yeah, I just never had to deal with electronics. I'm glad I didn't, man. I just because it takes the skill out of an operator. You know that they've got stuff they can put on that grader, you know. And it'll take it to dead grade. And I'm like, well, that's all right until you start doing some super elevations or you got to make a transition or something. And then it's got to come back to the operator to be able to see it, feel it to do that.
Do any snow removal or anything if you get bad weather?
You can just kind of angle the blade and run down the road and blow it off.
Yeah, I'm just in a really bad spot.
You know, you just angle your bait, put it in float, and let her ride along. You know, they've got a setting on the grader that you can push both handles down, and it'll drop the blade to the ground, and it's called a float, and it follows what the existing ground is, so it just kind of glides across it. We do it that way. That's my favorite piece of equipment, then the bulldozer, then the Traco, and so on and so forth.
You can, you know, I know in the lower part of the state they use a lot of the motor graders on them old dirt roads.
They don't have too many here in Anderson County, you know, that they actually blade off of that grader. I haven't been here too long, Bill. Next or February will be 6 months, my probation will be up. But down south in Martin County, where I come from, I think, when I'd leave on Monday with a grader, go start grading roads, I wouldn't finish up with that until like Wednesday. It took me like 3 days to do everything.
I know where Susan grew up, lower part of South Carolina, there was a lot of roads like that.
Yeah, when I finished up there, I became an inspector there when I got done running equipment for them, and we paved a lot of those dirt roads that I was blading. We covered them up in asphalt.
Hard this morning. My trade was a millwright, and I was a mechanic, machine mechanic, for majority of my life. Now I'm in spare parts at a chemical plant.
Roger that.
It's hard on my body not being on my tools or anything. But when I lived in Colorado, I was a pump mechanic at the water department.
Sometimes.
I know on my old job before COVID, you know, they used me, even though I was in spare parts, I'd, you know, come up through the ranks and did all the maintenance on the machinery. So whenever they was having an issue, you know, I'd go out there and help them troubleshoot it and everything. And then for a while, I worked at an automation company that made custom automated machinery, and that was pretty much fun.
My deal is, man, when I moved out of operator position into an inspector, I wasn't allowed to run equipment for the contractors, you know. So doing that for about 5 to 7 years. I got missing equipment pretty bad.
Well, I'm going to have to leave you, and I'm going to say 7-3. I'm here sitting here in the parking lot. Need to get my party started. So you have a safe day out there. Be good, and I'll catch you again. KN4 TFW.
Enjoy your day, and have a blessed one. 7-3.